This is Aiden Marshall, production assistant for NAPT in Lincoln, Nebraska. Thanks for tuning into this Arrows Native Sounds Artist Profile. The 2010 Gathering of Nations Powwow, A Spirit's Dance, won Best Native American Album at the 2011 Grammys. I spoke with producers Derek and Melanie Matthews about their nomination a few days before the Grammy Awards. During the interview, we talked about their nomination, producing the album independently, and their plans for this year's Gathering of Nations. Here is the interview from February 10th, 2011. First off, I want to say congratulations to both of you and the many drum groups for your nomination for the 2011 Grammys.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tell me how you feel about being nominated this year at the Grammys.
Well, it took us by surprise because, as many people out there may or may not know, the Gathering of Nations, under a different record label, 10 years ago received the first Grammy awarded to Native American music. And since then, we have all been members of the Academy, and every year we've submitted our music every year just to make sure that we had it on record. And we did that again this year and went on our way with all the different things we had to do. And in the middle of the night, we received notice that we had been nominated. And that was a tremendous surprise. It took us about 24 hours to really take that all in and get the feeling that it was really real, because for the past 10 years, it just wasn't there, and we really weren't even trying, so this was really a brand-new, exciting moment for us.
And the way that it came to us to find out was basically through a friend of ours, a lady that works with us. She called me at like 11 o'clock at night, and usually when you get phone calls that late, they're usually not happy calls. And she was real subdued in her voice, and she said, "Hey, did you hear?" And I said, "What?" And she goes, "Gathering of Nations CD's nominated for a Grammy." So I was like, "What?" You know, I was really not sure until I started like seeing stuff on Facebook and email started coming in, and really that's kind of how we sort of was like, "Okay, I guess it's real."
And then after that, Melanie called me. We were in two different cities at the time, and when she told me about it, I mildly took it in but really didn't yet believe it. I had to wait until the next morning, I said, to see it in print somewhere. And our graphic artist, Rusty Gillette, who did all the artwork on the CD, he had sent me a text telling me that we had been nominated. So at 6 o'clock in the morning, I said, "Well, it's in print. I guess it's real."
Was the process different recording the album on your own label versus Sound of America Records?
Actually, it became a real adventure post-powwow, I guess you could say, for us, because when we began to record it ourselves, that meant we had to do everything. We pulled together our sound company to make sure this happened. And then I reached out to a very good friend who is a sound engineer and a very talented musician in California by the name of Stuart Brown. And Stu was able to sit in the studio with us and take us through this for the first couple of years. And then we began to move around seeking different technicians and different people that could work with us. And just putting it together was a brand new experience, finding the place to replicate it, finding how long that would take, what it entailed, what we had to deliver, getting the art together. And we just had a lot of very good, talented, and willing people to help us along the way. And what we do when we put the CD together, we've chosen to create as best we can in an audio recording the experience of being at the powwow. It has a start and a finish, and we've worked on that every year. This year it happened to be with a prayer by Leonard Crowdog from South Dakota, and finishing with words of encouragement and words of acknowledgement and the crowning of Miss Indian World. And in the middle there, you hear we had 200 songs to choose from, and from that we boiled it down to just about 19 or 20 tracks. All told, it's 21 tracks on the CD. And just putting it together so that the listener gets a feeling as if they're being there. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that we really wanted everyone to experience, because otherwise it could just been a collection of meaningless songs.
One thing also in producing it ourselves is that we really got to get a little more in depth with what we liked on the music, with what we wanted to hear. Since we're powwow people and we know what the music should sound like and the intensity and the feelings as a dancer, and that's really what we've put into the CDs, each one that we've done, and I think that it's been a progression of learning on a technical level, but also the fact that we've got a lady who sits throughout the whole powwow, and she listens to every song and writes down and catalogs them, so when we do go into the studio and start looking for the music, we know, have an idea of what we're looking for.
There's a real progression in every CD, And this one really took on a very special sense of purpose, for the standpoint that we were, for the very first time outside of our own elements, being on the football field as opposed to in the pit as we usually are in the stadium.
How do you go about recording the different drum groups during the powwow?
Well, the music itself, all the singers are recorded through different mics that we use during the powwow. We have the mics that go out so everybody can hear what's going on, but then there's also recording through the sound system itself. The company that we use has a whole, I guess, separate system for recording it. So when we do go to the studio, I guess at one point used to show up with a suitcase full of stuff, and now it's down to a little box.
Yeah, it's all digitally done, and we are able to separate everything into. We work with about 8 different tracks. We have our announcers on separate tracks. We've got a microphone for the drum itself, which is on a track. We've got microphones for the singers. We've got microphones for the audience, so for the ambient sound and different things like that. So when we go in, we're able to bring up the sounds, take down something that's not doing real well, and blend it the same as if we were doing this in an actual studio.
And then when it comes to the selection of songs, that a lady out of Wisconsin sits through the entire event and catalogs every song that's sung and uses a rating scale that is strictly for our purposes of when we go into the studio. And what we do is we select from her highest marks, or if there's certain songs or certain drum groups that we would like to include, we've got everything down. And we pretty much go in sort of with an idea as to how we want the CD to come out. And we start with a name, the title of the CD. Like this particular one is called A Spirit's Dance. And really, the story of the powwow reveals itself as it's going along. And even though we're busy working, you still can feel and get a sense of how the songs are going and how the dancers are in tune with whatever songs are being sung. And that's kind of the guide that we use when we get into the studio.
Can you go into detail about the drum groups that are featured in this album?
Sure. I give you a rundown of the drums that are on here. Got Midnight Express, The Tribe, Buck Wild, Iabe, Hail Creek, Cree Confederation, Headstone, Rocky Boy, Iabe, The Tribe, Wild Band of Comanches, Nakota Nation, Mile High, Eagle Mountain, Cozad, and as we had mentioned, it opens with Sundance Chief Leonard Crow Dog, and he actually opened the powwow with a really wonderful prayer. And we close with the outgoing Miss Indian World from last year, Brooke Grant, who basically sums up why the event happens and what it's for. And it's just really a nice way to end the CD. But the drum groups come from a variety of places, and the songs are all from different dance contests and categories.
Have any of the drum groups contacted you recently about your nomination on A Spirit's Dance?
Actually, I've heard from several of them through emails and different things, and a lot of them are just really excited. One thing that we're making sure that we do is that, because this CD wouldn't happen without them, and that the bottom line is that it's an award for the drum groups. So should we win, it'll be shared throughout Indian country. Like we keep saying, just being nominated at this level, it really is a nice recognition of the hard work that goes into, you know, the powwow, but also to all the drum groups that are featured on this CD.
You know, for the past several years, a lot of the nominees in this particular category had drifted away from traditional sounds of Native America and was more of the rock and roll, the pop musics, and different things like that. And so two things are happening here. One is the acknowledgement and return to, in a category for Native American music, it's truly bringing the Native American music back. In fact, the 4 nominees, us included, the Gathering of Nations, these now are back to the sounds of Native America, the drums, the flutes, and the songs. And one of the things that's really interesting out there at the powwows and across Indian country, as this powwow music is really now intertribal, no matter what the traditions of any particular tribe may be, they all enjoy listening to the sounds of these powwow drums. So this now has become the pop music of Indian country. The songs, this is the rock and roll, this is the blues, this is the hymns and the spirituals. And if you take the time, and I know a lot of people think that it's one song sounds like the next, but if you slow down and really listen to what is happening there in these types of songs and the various melodies that are going on, you will feel that. You will feel the, even though you may not understand the words or the vocables that are going on in the songs, you will begin to feel the spirit of the song and begin to understand what I'm saying about how this truly takes on these particular genres all in one place and all within one particular culture like this. This is good music. It makes you feel good. It, if you can understand the words, it's talking about an incident. It's talking about a hunt. It's talking about people. It's talking about caring for life. It's really a very spiritual feeling, and that was why we came up with so many things were happening in 2010 that this truly, the title, Spirit's Dance, really carried through on the theme.
Do you have any plans on recording an album with the Native artists on Stage 49?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, we have a brand new sponsor this year, which is the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel here in Albuquerque. And part of their sponsorship is to assist us with recording the music from Stage 49. So we have what we've had in the past. We've always, some years we've produced two CDs, the regular powwow CD, and we've highlighted something that usually was within the powwow, say maybe a contest for particular, say, hand drums or something, and that would be on another CD, and that was always called our gold collection. So this year our gold collection will feature the music from Stage 49, the more contemporary sounds, which are very popular and ongoing. Out there we'll have probably about 35 to 40 musical groups to choose from, and again we'll be limited as to how much of that we can really, truly get onto one album.
What are your plans for this year's Gathering of Nations?
Well, we're moving back into the pit, and that is a welcome thing because the elements of the weather and things are so predictable. Here in New Mexico, we can have winds up to 60, 70 miles an hour, 5,000 feet elevation. We can have any kind of weather imaginable that's pop up on us, anything from a snowstorm, a hailstorm, to nearly 100 degrees. It can be of any type. So we're in a little bit more controlled environment. And I think that the people attending, the dancers, the singers, and everyone that comes to Albuquerque is really excited. We're going back into a remodeled, like a brand new facility, and with new bells and whistles and so many different things. And our head dancers are so excited about the things that they're going to be doing, the specials and all the different contests that are happening. So just being back and seeing people in the proximity and a familiar space is great for all of us. And I think we're all looking forward to that.
Anything else you would want to share with us?
Well, one thing is just one thank you for giving us the time to talk about this. The experience of this Grammy is really monumental for us, and definitely it's a great way of showing appreciation. But if anybody is interested in listening to samples of the music or anything, they can always go to our website at gatheringofnations.com, as well as any information on this year's upcoming powwow and Miss Indian World pageant.
Yeah, we're still taking applications for Miss Indian World, mm-hmm. as well as we still have vendor space available, and all of that's found on our website, as well as, like she was saying, you can sample the music, you can purchase the actual hard copies of the album on our website, or you can download it at iTunes. And so there's just so many different things out there. We're looking forward to a very good year. We invite everyone out there to bring five of your friends and everyone come to Albuquerque for the Gathering of Nations powwow the last weekend of April.
That was Derek and Melanie Matthews. For more information on the Gathering of Nations or to find out more about their music and Miss Indian World, visit their website, www.gatheringofnations.com. This has been an Eros Native Sounds Artist Profile.